Now to letters from the evening news. The postbag this week hears from people concerned about the police force, a threat to local radio, the need for more solar panels and urgent help for at-risk buildings in the city. The first letter comes from C. Ransom of Rackheath. I read recently about taking good land for solar farms. It seems right not to go that way, when there are big warehouses all over Norfolk that could have them on their roofs, and it would not affect land we need to produce the food we need.
Doug Fulcher of Thorpe St Andrew writes of the police needing powers to arrest. We are told that the return to the streets of the PCSOs, the Police Community Support Officers, has been ruled out, and I agree with that entirely, as I cannot see that a policeman is any good without the power to arrest someone if that action is necessary. The report goes on to say that a saving of £1.6 million was made with their removal in 2018, and that the then Norfolk Chief Constable, Simon Bailey, was able to employ 87 proper policemen and women as a result of the saving made. Might I suggest, therefore, that the post of Police and Crime Commissioner be terminated also, and the saving of another £1.6 million be made in order to employ a further 87 men and women as police constables, instead of wasting this amount of money on people sitting in an office in Heatherset doing little or nothing for the prevention of crime in the county other than giving advice to Paul Sanford, our current chief constable.
Local radio is so badly needed, comments Gail Berry of Brundle. I'm surprised that there has been little comment about the BBC's proposed local radio cuts. Radio Norfolk will only be on air between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. weekdays, but the sports programmes will be saved. Whoopee-doo! Are people going to wait till the end of the consultation period on the 16th of December before they start complaining about the proposed drastic shortening of Radio Norfolk's schedules from 19 hours a day down to just 8 hours daily? Who wants an All England show hearing about what's on from Land's End to John O'Groats? We want and need local radio. I'm not aware of when the cuts will be applied, but the time to complain is now. It's easy enough. Just Google, make a complaint to the BBC.
Our final letter is from Stephanie Northern of Norwich, who is concerned about the decline of two special properties. Two buildings in urgent need of help from our council are in historic King Street. One is Howard House, built by the Duke of Norfolk in 1664. Renovations began in 2019 as part of the stalled St Anne's Wharf development. Sadly, Howard House is now in decline again, with smashed windows and alarms frequently heard inside its dark interior. Even more urgent is the Grade 2 listed Bennett's building, attached to the now immaculate Dragon Hall. This beautiful example of Tudor herringbone brickwork was owned by Anne Boleyn's grandfather. It is now in a desperate state, surrounded by tatty metal fencing and attracting vandals, graffiti and rubbish. Having once, bizarrely, granted planning permission for an electrical shop on the ground floor, it is time for the council to do better by this building, using powers under Section 47 of the Listed Buildings Act. The owner, listed as Malcolm John Parnell of the Property Matrix, should be helped to do his duty by this historic gem, or risk losing it.